All right, so some coronavirus quick hits, because I know people would like to hear more about the coronavirus.
Please, more.
Yes.
These are all interesting things, though. A medical fetish website in the UK has donated its entire supply of scrubs to doctors. I mean, it's all used, and there's smears on it.
Ew.
Just work around the stain. Ignore the stains.
Yeah. Just please forget the stains. We used all these in scenes.
They're not used, right?
No.
Okay, good.
Medical fetish website. A website just doctors and nurses fucking?
I guess a lot of people have the naughty nurse, you know.
But those
fantasy.
Aren't the ones that they're sending off to actual hospitals, like the little skimpy ones.
Well, we need all the supplies right? We can get right now. Selena, yeah. Beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, everything's like tiny. It's all, it has holes in it where dicks and balls. And the doctor's in his scrubs and the dick's cut out.
Yeah. Ew. It's like, we've got more face masks. Why does the mask have a hole right around the mouth? Don't worry about it.
By the way, I think it's great that people are donating stuff, and you see a lot of people that are making masks, they're sewing it at home, and they're sending them. Is that all up to regulatory standards, though? You're making the shit at your house?
I did wonder that. I don't
know. The answer's no.
Yeah, because like they say the N95 masks, which, you know, that's at a whole nother level, those aren't even foolproof. So someone's just making it out of their underwear and socks at the house?
Yeah, I saw an interview with a designer that was generously donating their time and making these things and had a whole team of people making masks. And then the interviewer asked him that same question, like, are these certified for use and stuff? And they said, well, no, they can't be because they can't, you know, put them through the stringent tests, you know, required or whatever to be certified. But I think in this case, people are still want them. It's better than nothing,
right.
You know, for a lot of them.
Right.
You know.
I did a lot of reading this weekend. I shouldn't have spent this much time on coronavirus, but I did. I was just worried about how long we're going to be stuck in this and then what phases. And in South Korea, when they start to let people back out to a normal life, which is going to be far from normal, they want everyone to have masks on. So it's going to be interesting that they told everyone here, like, give up your mask. But if we ever get to a point of going back out, everyone needs to be protected. That's what they're saying anyway.
Yeah, they had a bit of a flip-flop on the old mask thing over the weekend. I saw a few articles about that where they're basically saying, well, masks definitely help, one.
Yeah.
And they definitely help if you're infected and you don't want to spread it to other people, it definitely
right.
helps contain your own coughs and whatnot. So it seems like it'd be nice if everybody had a mask right now.
Right.
But there's just like always going to be a shortage, right? I feel like there's people hoarding them.
Our friend made one that looks really cool. It's from a 3D printer, right?
Yes. It's a...
Yeah. And it has filters like on this...
That's
like the,
what he says, but I can't even imagine it being compliant because...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a rubber thing and filters inside, but how are you breathing? It seems like
it goes through
the filter.
Like, yeah, because I wear one of those masks when I do like painting with a sprayer, you know, when I'm doing construction, they make those painting masks and then they have filter cartridges on either side and you have to change them so often. So as long as you're able to buy cartridges that fit there, then
I just thought it looked cool. I'm like, shit, I want this.
But then are you like wiping down the mask every time after you use it? I mean, just in case if you were exposed.
If you said it's rubber, I mean, we clean our rubbers, so.
I mean, I put all my dildos in the dishwasher, so, like, that's not a big problem. I'm sure you could stick this in there.
What'd you say? I think you can stick this in there.
Yeah, of course. Jam it in.
Weird coronavirus stuff. Students at New York University's Tisch School of Arts asked for a refund because the classes were now remote. They're like, this isn't really what I signed up for. I don't want to do the class remotely, so can I get a refund? And the dean responded by sending a video of herself dancing and lip-syncing to REM's That's Me in the Spotlight, Losing My Religion. Like, what the fuck? And people are confused. Like, huh?
Is it?
That was an accident?
Is it supposed to be interpretive? They're supposed to figure out the message?
I know. What does that mean? Wait, what were you saying, Natasha?
It has been an accident.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, they think this is the response, but no, that was just me in the spotlight.
They recorded some heartfelt message, you know, issuing an apology, but they still need to take, you know, some of the funds, and they accidentally hit attach to the wrong.
Yeah.
Right, that's what it is.
Their TikTok video.
That's
and then they
say,
went to
is she
sleep.
On TikTok?
Yeah.
They're asleep. They don't even know this is what's out as their official response. Here we go. A sex club hosted a virtual orgy on Zoom Friday. 100 masked members all on there just showing their parts.
Ew,
yuck.
That's...
I guess it's...
Everyone just on there fucking...
Yeah.
Themselves.
A lot. I mean, when you put it on the gallery view and you can see every single box, literally and figuratively there, that
is
would
it
be
all
a little
dudes,
weird.
I would imagine?
I think it's just a lot
are there some
dudes jerking off.
There are some sicko ladies too, right? Sorry to for the judgment, but
yes, there are.
Yeah. I feel something like this, though. It's probably mostly guys, though, right?
I would say like every 15th one. Oh, there's a lady in there.
Would you want to see that?
I'm not interested in it, no. It sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
At least it's safer than in-person.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Chance. Orgies.
It's also, no, I can't, that's mean.
What?
Say it.
No, it just seems a little more desperate. Like, you need it that bad. It's not like you're interacting with anybody else. You know what I mean?
Hey, because, hey.
Oh, that's
you
why
were on,
so
you, Mr. Yeah. I found a man. You were on Tinder. People got to go online to
why,
get what they get.
Needs during the quarantine.
We all should encourage this because it's safe.
Yeah.
Sex.
That's what
yeah,
I was going
to
say.
From now on, we teach safe sex. It's
but with
Zoom.
Yourself.
Yeah. Go jerk off in front of a webcam.
Another inch.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Can you imagine the screens of.
Oh!
Nobody's. Property?
Mom comes over to use the computer screen and the.
Ew.
Camera's got like frosted.
Mayonnaise.
Mom, get out of my room!
Frosted donut glaze.
You're like, what is that thing? And you're trying to scrape it off with your.
Ew! Knee.
Oh, it's dried and now we're scraping it and it's on my keypad. Like, yuck.
You use your saliva to.
Oh!
What is the matter
sick.
With you?
Sorry.
You're sick.
Saliva to wipe it off?
I wiped out my keyboard with my tongue every day.
Disgusting.
It's sick.
Baby chicken sales have skyrocketed in the U.S. ahead of Easter. Apparently, sales of chicks tend to go up during uncertain times as people look to them for comfort. Oh, so these aren't to eat.
Their emotional
oh,
support
actual
chickens?
Actual baby chickens?
Or they want the
like
eggs.
That's
people want the eggs.
It says baby chicken sales.
So yeah, but that, I mean, I.
The baby chicken.
I would think you'd want it to grow into an egg producing
or they're just
chicken.
Cute.
Or they're just really cute.
Grow it's, for food.
No, this says people look to them for comfort. And you guys are just thinking about, grow up, give me food.
Well, I'm just going to put a box full of baby chicks in my bed and snuggle with them at
That's
night.
That's so cute.
That would be pretty
Is
cute.
Is it comfort because they know like later if things go crazy and they
comfort food.
Food.
yeah, mean, comfort food.
We have some neighbors. They have like five chickens that they have for eggs. And I'm jealous of that right now because you go to the store and it's hard to get eggs half the time. And yeah. they're getting cage-free, farm-fresh eggs every single day. Just cranked out for free in their backyard.
I used to, family members had farms, and I remember like there's certain things that are kind of gross about the farm, like the milk that's all warm that comes out of a cow. And when a chicken lays the egg and you grab it and it's warm and shit, you really don't want
Ew.
It. Yeah, like I couldn't drink milk for a while because the milk coming out of their stomach is just like warm and gross.
So you drink
when it's refrigerated, it's fine.
After you milk
and pasteurized,
it, don't you put it in the fridge or you drink it straight?
Oh no, well my dad would always get down there and drink it right out of the tit.
Yeah, you could suckle it right out the teat.
You could.
I would spray it into my mouth and it's all like warm
you
and
drank
shit.
It like
yeah.
that?
Couple squirt that's
your dad
disgusting.
Makes you. When you're a kid. My dad made he was a drunk.
When your dad
hey.
Says when your dad says put your mouth
get
on the teat.
Get down there and suckle the
right.
teat, Jeff.
Suck that teat. A bishop in New Jersey says Catholics can eat meat on Fridays during Lent. He says, you know what? We're going through enough shit.
No,
he said, quote, we've already made many other sacrifices. I have a question. If these are God's rules, if this is supposedly what God has laid down and God wants us to do this, who is he to just go, we've been through enough shit. We're going to bend the rules a little.
I mean...
Desperate times,
I guess.
For...
But when you really think about it, who is anyone to make any rule?
Well, that's what I bet. Well, yes. Yeah. Thank you. And claiming that it's God's.
Right.
Hey, take it easy.
Yeah, easy, easy. Fuck right. it. Put your mouth on the meat on
so,
Fridays.
So meat is a go now? We got the green light on eating the meat?
Well, according to this guy, I mean, you know, someone first came up with a rule, and now he's saying, guess what? You get to bend it a little. It really mm-hmm. depends on you and how much you think... how much of this you think is bullshit?
Well, maybe he talked to the big guy upstairs or maybe got an email or a Zoom from the big
right.
guy. And the big guy's like, hey,
he
go easy on people. Let him eat some meat.
Yeah.
He should actually say that.
I want to say like, I want him to cite his sources.
Yeah, divulge. Like, are you just making this shit up for people? And now they're not getting in because you fucked them over during the coronavirus
right.
time?
Or did God tell you?
Or did he tell you?
Did he give you a snap? Yeah.
Right.
did he send a snap?
God was on that Zoom sex orgy thing. Just checking in to see what you humans are doing. What the hell?
Yeah, God was on TikTok. Losing my religion. And I'm like, what does that mean? Eat meat.
That got weird. A surfer in California was hit with a $1,000 fine for violating a beach closing order by going in the water. I say leave them alone. Beach is all packed and stuff, but you got four people. It's freezing out there. They're out in a wetsuit. You're waiting for them to get out of the water to slap them with a ticket. Come on.
They're a bad example.
Yeah, how do you pick and choose who gets to do that then?
I just told you.
Surfers?
Massive crowded beach? No.
But massive right. crowded
four
oceans?
Surfers in an ocean? Probably going to be okay.
Yeah, I'm not mad at the surfer out in the water as long as they're not lounging, drinking a six-pack on their beach towel before and after. But, like, yeah. It's like, what's the difference between all the people riding their bikes everywhere? Everywhere I go, I see how people
this is their
bike
exercise.
Rides. Surfer
right.
wants to get out there and ride a wave. Go for it.
You know, in Hong Kong, they pulled two fuckers off a glacier just to find them.
Because they weren't supposed to be out and about?
They were on some mountain, like, you know, doing this climbing. No one is around for 5 gajillion miles, but they had a helicopter come yank them
wow.
off there and go, you're not supposed to be offside or outside. Here's your fine. Like,
wow.
I don't get that.
Nobody is above the law.
I guess not. Selena, you had something?
Yes. There's a dad in New York. He told his son, don't go out spring breaking. It's not safe. You're going to bring some sickness back home. Mm-hmm. The son didn't listen anyways. Went all the way to Texas. You know, he's spring broke.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He did some spring broken. He tries to come back home. The dad wouldn't even pick him up from the airport.
Mm.
So the son and his friends, they hop in an Uber. They get to the house. The dad was like, you aren't coming back in here. He loaded up the son's car with groceries, gave him like $300 and made him leave. He's not letting this kid back in his house.
That's some shit my dad would do. He wouldn't give me groceries. But if my dad knew that I knew officials said do not go, and then he told me not to go, and I still did anyway, I wouldn't be coming back home. My dad doesn't play. Well, he's gone, but my dad wouldn't play with that shit. He'd be like, oh, you think you're coming back in here after I told you not to do it? No.
Where would you go?
Yeah.
I got to figure that out.
Playground?
Sort of that one playground that you
went to. The one time I ran away.
Yeah.
I'd be out there a long time on this one.
See, I'm so torn on this. I wouldn't want to send my kid away to have nowhere to go. And then you're out on the streets with who knows who.
Well, what about
where?
What about them just being stupid and ignoring you? Like, they've heard everything from the officials. Plus, you're the parent and you told them, I do not want you being around a lot of people and then coming in and possibly infecting this family. You did it anyway. So what do, Selena?
I feel like unless I had like an elderly, like my mom or some, but now she's not elderly now, but I'm assuming in the future when I have a college kid, she will be. Like unless I have somebody old like that living with me that could possibly be exposed. Like I just can't imagine me turning my own kid away.
And can I tell you, that's where part of the problem is. Because if they always get to do whatever they want, there's no consequence. Then they're always going to do it.
Yeah, and what do you mean? Where would they go? They have no place to go. What did they do the week before? They were at spring break.
Right.
They had a place to go. It was called spring break. If they were able to figure it out for the previous week, go figure it out again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not turning my kid away.
I probably wouldn't either.
I talk
a big game. But
what would you guys do? I mean, sometimes it takes some serious, you know, consequence for your actions to get it through their thick skull. Like,
I'd
these spring breakers are
away,
so stupid.
JV, I'd take their iPad and I'd limit their screen time to 30 minutes.
A day.
Yeah.
So you just lock them in the room, Natasha?
Probably. Just don't let them go anywhere.
Home.
Yeah, they're still
room quarantine.
Yeah, except they went to spring break and they got the nastiness all over their clothes and all over themselves and they're sending that out. And you know they're going to walk out to the bathroom and they're coming out anyway. Like, what, Dad? I just thought I would come grab this.
True.
Yeah, but I just can't. Can I say that sentence over? Yeah, but I still just can't see myself training my kid away and like having her or him.
Yeah.
Just out in the street.
In my mind, I would do the same thing that this dad would do and what I know my dad would have done. But yeah, you have your own kid. Can you really? I couldn't do it.
I know.
One final thing here. Selena, you hadn't shit for a while, right? We talked about that.
Yeah.
How long did you go without shitting?
You were sitting on a turd like 5 days, I think.
It was.
You were holding. They call it holding. The Texas Hold'em.
It was 4 days.
I thought when you're pregnant, you go more.
No.
Because you have a baby sitting on your...
You pee more.
Yeah.
But it makes you more constipated.
Why?
I don't know.
That's what made
the way
you...
it is.
Oh, that's what made you constipated? Because we have reasons why a quarantine might be backing your shit up.
Well, oh. I thought it was because AJ was around and you weren't getting your normal bathroom privacy.
Oh, yeah, that yeah, was yeah. Factor. You were just backing it up for days.
Well, it was that, but prior to that, I was still backed up just because I think it's like the hormones or something like
and
that.
All the pickles that you're eating.
The extra pickles.
You've got pickles lodged in there.
Yeah, all that saltiness dries you out.
But I'm curious. Maybe there are some, you know, second
we'll
reasons.
Get to that. Natasha and I were watching this movie on Netflix. Have you seen it where this lady, like, she has like a mental disorder and she like eats shit like marbles.
Oh,
what? Oh, it's called Swallow.
And then she like goes into the toilet with a glove. I was like, you're
not eating that kind of marble, is she?
Really gonna do that? And then she decides to eat one of those thumbtacks. I was like, can you imagine that thing like just pinning to your colon?
Oh my God. Shit, and that thing, that would be the worst ever. Marbles, that's one
thing.
Wait,
what did she eat out of the toilet?
She was eating.
She actually ate shit?
No.
She was digging the marble out of her
shit.
Oh, she went to go find
because
it.
She likes to say what goes.
Oh, you guys didn't hear it right?
Oh,
so this lady has an issue like with swallowing things. It helps her. She has mental problems and she feels better, like she's more in control or whatever when she can like swallow a battery or a lock or coins.
Got it.
But then she, after she shits it, she puts the glove on and then she cleans it. Oh my God, there was one scene they showed her rinsing it with some brown.
Yes. Stop.
No.
It was very real.
And then she put it on her dresser.
What? Yeah.
Later on in the movie, I was like, oh my God, there's a toy train up there.
Does she re-eat them?
I don't know.
Of course it does.
The dresser just stinks.
Even after you rinse it, like, I guess if she's not rinsing it with soap, it does.
If you got a bunch of things on your nightstand that came out of your butthole, yes, they stink. Yeah.
The husband who wasn't nice hired a security guard to watch her. And then so she would hide it in different places. So, yeah, the husband comes home like, this dresser stinks. You're still doing it.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so here's why you might be constipated during this time. One, you're not exercising as much. I think we talked about that on the show. You getting any exercise?
No, I'm not.
I'm not either.
None.
I'm starting today, boy. Whoo, I'm starting today.
We'll see how that goes. We need an update tomorrow.
The next one, I don't think I ever get this. Enough fiber?
Nope.
Is that in
any fiber?
Pizza?
Maybe a
fresh foods.
Small amount.
Okay.
You know, like your veggies and stuff?
Okay, no. Not enough.
God, here's
you
another
had
one.
Broccoli this weekend.
Broccoli?
Yes.
Broccoli.
One little sprig?
I had one broccoli. You're not drinking enough water. I'll check that off. That's me.
Yeah, definitely not.
Here we go again. Changes in sleep patterns can affect your digestion.
Oh, yeah. I'm sleeping all day.
And then
there you go. Yeah.
Finally, this has to be everyone as well. You're feeling anxious. If you're feeling anxious, that'll back that shit up.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've noticed that just, you know, my wife working from home, that's thrown off my normal, you know, because normally she's at work. I get home, mm-hmm. eat lunch. Hey, it's shitting time. But now she's there, you know, and it's sort of like.
You can't shit in front of her still?
No, it just throws off the timing. Now I'm, you know, doing other things and the kids are there and I'm taking care of the kids. You know, I don't have that normal sanctuary
time. Will you hold one?
What?
So then you'll hold on to it longer?
I've definitely probably had a rollover shit over the past couple weeks.
What's
a rollover?
Hold on, I
rolled it over to the next day.
I thought you meant like a couple of weeks, like you've been putting it in your butt compartment to the side for a couple of weeks.
No, that's right.
You held
on to thumbtacks and marbles.
This was my Tuesday shit I've been holding for a couple of weeks.
No, just roll over to the next day.
Oh, I was going to say, let me see that March 12th shit you're holding on to.
Don't just roll it over to the next month.